Debt inspectors from the IMF, European Central Bank, and EU are in Greece as the government faces pressure from its citizens to lighten austerity measures in the country. The government projects a 4.5% contraction this year, which would bring the overall economic decline over the past 5 years to 25%. John Carr reports.
The Troika's back in town. That's a refrain being heard high and low here at Athens these days, as Greece's creditors from the IMF, European Central Bank, and EU are here again to check on how well Greece is meeting its bailout terms. As the three-member Troika got off the plane at Athens airport today, Prime Minister Antonis Samaras huddled an emergency session with the leaders of the two other coalition parties in his government to work out some sort of negotiating stance. The main sticking point is the Troika's insistence that the Greek public sector shed up to 180,000 government jobs within the next 2 years. Samaras himself has admitted dragging his feet on this very sensitive issue on the grounds that Greek unemployment has already achieved the dubious distinction of being Europe's highest at over 26%. That figure rises to a staggering 58% in the youth sector. There's also a lot of grassroots pressure among Greeks to scrap a hated property tax, which is collected through electricity bills. Samaras's small left-wing partner insists on the scrapping, throwing a question mark over whether the government can stay together. To be fair, though, the property tax has been the most successful tax Greece ever has had, despite its huge unpopularity, simply because not to pay means having your electricity cut off. The Troika is going to assess all this, but nobody here in Athens is holding his breath. In light of the recent lightning collapse of the Cypriot economy, few expect Greece's creditors to have much sympathy with Samaras's political problems. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.